a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
I'd like to open this meeting of the Joint Appropriations Committee, and I would ask Secretary to call roll, please.
Senator Ahlers? Representative Berg? Senator Bartling? Representative Dennert?
Here.
Senator Hunstad?
Here.
Representative Wismer?
Here.
Senator Norstrup?
Here.
Senator Brown?
Here.
Representative Carson?
Here.
Representative Diedrich? Representative Peters? Representative Wink?
Here.
Senator Haverly?
Here.
Representative Putnam?
Here.
Senator Hunhoff?
Here.
Representative Tiedemann?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With that, I would ask for approval of the minutes of our November 12th meeting.
Second.
Moved by Senator Haverly, second by Representative Tiedemann on approval. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. Well, good afternoon to the old, and welcome to the new members of the Joint Appropriations Committee. Just a couple of housekeeping things. Some of you I already see. Those of you that are current legislators, you have your budget books in your mailbox. Those that are new to the committee, you need to go down to BFM and pick up your books. And experience as you're listening to the budget address today will be that what was said today does not necessarily be what will be your working template in the future. So with that in mind, maybe if we just go around the table for people to identify themselves that are new to the committee for an official welcome. And I'm looking next to Senator Norstrup, so I'll start with you, sir. And I'm sorry, I don't know who you are.
I'm Dan Dryden from Rapid City, District 34. I took Representative Ed McLaughlin's place. He term limited, and so I was fortunate enough to get elected to his place. Retired from the Rapid City School District after 35 years and of doing their budget, so That's why I got on this committee.
Good.
My name is Jim White. I represent District 22. I took Quentin Berg's place. A little bit about myself. I've been a banker pretty much all my life. I've lived in Groton, Britain, Huron, and Aberdeen. Retired as a district president of the north central part of South Dakota. And I kind of think that's probably why I was asked to be on the Appropriations Committee.
Good. Welcome. Let's see. Representative Junkie?
Should be on.
This is on. Okay. Representative Ken Junkie from District 21. I reside at Vivian, which is just 45 miles south here. My 11th year in this legislature and my first tenure on appropriation, and ecstatic about being appointed to this committee. Thank you.
Phyllis Heineman, I'm a senator-elect from District 13, served 9 years previously in the House and served on Education and Health and Human Services.
Jim Boland, I'm from Canton, District 16, that's the extreme southeastern portion of South Dakota. I'm a retired American history teacher / athletic director, and look forward to being on this committee very much.
I was warned about this committee. I'm Fred Vramka, my second term. I served on local government, health and human services prior. I ran a nonprofit corporation for many years, started a bank and spearfish of interest in business and budgets and that kind of thing. Glad to be here.
Great. Thank you. Well, welcome to everyone. Just as an FYI, for those of you new to the committee, the people that are sitting around the room are going to be constant faces for you. They are the regulars that come here. They are the interested parties. And if you look at health and education, and you'll see them very regularly here at your meeting. So just get friendly with them because they will be providing you with questions and opportunities all along the way. With that, I see my... I will. Thank you. Why don't you?
No, Madam Chair, I was going to ask the staff to come and introduce themselves to the new people. Thank you.
Okay, I am Fred Schoenfeld. I'm the Chief Fiscal Analyst for the LRC and coordinate the efforts of the rest of the staff. We will, for the new members, we will be passing out a a sheet which identifies the area of responsibility for each of the staff, along with a direct telephone number. So if you have questions before we meet again in January and get organized, you should feel free to directly contact the appropriate staff person. And then I'll just let the rest of the staff introduce themselves.
Thank you. And these people will be very valuable, and you will, through your time on the committee, certainly will be working with them, and they're your resource, and they are can provide you all kinds of information that you'll look for, and you'll get accustomed to seeing them and finding out where you, what you need and when you need it. The next item was the discussion of the governor's 2012 budget. I think that the first slide that was shown, basic needs, an unpredictable economic recovery. For those of us that have served the last 2 years, certainly we've been working in that arena, transitioning away from the stimulus dollars that had been what we called the lifeline to try to extend us, with the idea that the economy would come back and would help us out of what we're trying to deal with. And then finally, the increasing caseload that we see taking care of people. Challenges. And I've had the opportunity to serve on this committee for 6 years, and I think those same 6 years have been some of the same topics. So it's not something that is going to go away, but continue, and we continue to work with that. With that, are there any committee members that would like to provide any commentary or anything, some feedback from what you had heard? Mr. Co-Chair, did you have any comments you wanted to make? No. Any committee members? Representative Wink.
I would just like, on behalf of the committee, I'd like to thank you, Senator Hunhoff, and Senator Haverly, for serving in that capacity for this current term. And we look forward to the Senators Brown and Tiedemann for the next term, as well as all the new senators that are on the committee. So thank you very much for what you've done. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Any other comments in regard to the budget? Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. When did, is there any indication, maybe somebody's heard, when the exact time that the governor-elect is planning on throwing out the new budget? Or has anybody heard anything? I love LRC.
Senator Brown.
Yes, Senator Haverly, it looks right now that the anticipated date would probably be within the first 2 weeks of the legislative session, depending on how quickly they can put that together.
Yeah, follow-up is, now LRC's plan, just out of curiosity, I know you have one, is are you going to use, I know a couple of years ago when the Rounds administration submitted a double budget to us, you had a what I thought was a pretty good system to identify proposed budget versus proposed budget. And Aaron, I know Aaron loved that thing, but because it was all color coded and he could make us understand it. But is there sort of a, have you started to look at how you're going to deal with that? I don't know what the agencies are going to come forward with, but as you remember in the previous situation where we had multiple budgets, the agencies would come in and compare a cut not to the previous year, but to the first proposed budget. And I think that got pretty complicated. I don't know what Dugard's plan is at this point, but.
Madam Chair, we're still seeking our way in terms of how to proceed. We will do some what I would call macro analysis of the Rounds budget, but right now our thinking, I believe, is that the Dugard budget probably will be controlling and will likely spend the bulk of our efforts in that area rather than doing a detailed comparison. there will be some comparisons. And, of course, if the membership, wants that, I think what we call that beige bar analysis, we would be happy to do that.
Well, I most certainly, I think that was a unique situation that we're in when we had the multiple budgets versus what we're looking at now. I'm hoping that they, just what you basically said, is they're going to come in with a fresh budget and we'll work off of that budget. Again, my fear is only that the agencies might come back in and try and, I don't want to say they're trying to do anything. I mean, it's just the way they present their budget is based on a previous budget, and I'm just hoping that they don't use the Rounds administration proposed budget as a starting point. And I don't foresee that happening. I'm just saying if you have heard anything or...
Madam Chair, our initial look, and understand that we... I got my copy of the budget as I walked into the room, so we're doing this on the fly. But I think there is relatively minor differences between this budget as presented and the agency's recommendations. So I'm expecting probably that most of the adjustments to be made down in the trenches with the agency recommendations or requests probably will come in the Dugard budget.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Representative Wink, did you say you had something for your group or you were going to?
Well, I was going to have them introduce themselves, and they've already done that, so that's good. And appreciate them for them agreeing to serve on the committee. It's the good old days are over, where we fought over the new revenue each year. So it's a new day, and this is the second year of it, and it's going to be a challenge. And they bring a great amount of diversity and background and geography. But they have a sort of a common thread in that they've all worked extensively with budgets, and I think they're problem solvers, and that's what we're going to need this year. So we look forward to it.
Granted.
Yeah, I have personal privilege, Madam Chair. Julie Bartling is here. I've only heard her over the phone lately. She didn't get a chance to announce herself as a... I don't think you were in roll call, were you?
No, I apologize. I was out by everybody out in the hall. Thank you. Apologize for being late, Madam Chair.
No, thank you, Senator Haverly. And I did want to comment on both Senator Bartling and Senator Hunstead. I believe you're coming off of this committee also. Want to say thank you. It has been a privilege for me to serve with all of you. And I think I have learned so much. And I will just move on to something else. And certainly you can take the person out of the committee, but you just can't take the interest out of appropriations. So with that said, but I do want to thank Senator Bartling and Senator Hunstead. It's been a great ride. And I know Senator Bartling was telling me she's got some things, and I'm sure we're still going to hear about her. And Senator Hunstead's moving over to some different things as I am, and certainly we'll still hear from Senator Hunstead. So with that, at this time, too, I would like to acknowledge and thank Fred and his staff, and we did not introduce Lisa Schaefer. And I don't know if you'll be back here on this committee next year or not. Lisa certainly is the secretary and keeps up the work, and there'll be some others. Each of the chairs has a secretary, and they'll take turns coming in here. But, you know, I want to tell Fred and the staff, again, it's been a privilege working with you. You've provided me with great insight. You've been patient and tolerant with some of my tirades once in a while, and I appreciate that. And you do well for this committee, and you do well for the people of South Dakota. So please help me thank the staffers. Okay, Lisa has some housekeeping things that she wants to go over. Go ahead.
Just like usual, I will be cleaning out your cupboards for all of your black and white books and your red books. So if you have anything inside there that you would like to keep referring back to the FY11 budget, please take them out. Otherwise, they'll be cleaned out before session. All legislators that will be coming back for the 2011 or 2012, I have some forms that I'd like you to fill out so we have some information based on if you want just hard copies. So I just need that from you also.
With that, Senator Hunstead.
I'm going to be working with, I thought Senator Sutton was going to be here. I know I talked to him about being here, and I thought he was going to be here. And I'm going to be trying my best. He's going to be in here alone as a lone Democrat senator. And so I'm going to be working, trying my best to help him through this process as best he can. I believe he's going to be an asset to this committee and an asset to the state of South Dakota. But like most of us, when we first started here, it's really good to sit next to somebody. And so, you know, if you find a seat, sit next to someone who can help you out. And I'm going to try to do that with him. And as such, I just got the new OneNote version put on here. And I would like to, if there's some way, if the information could be pushed onto my computer as well as Senator Sutton's, so if we have a conversation when I'm off at another committee. So I don't know who to make that request of, because I don't know how it's necessarily going to happen. So I'd just like to have that known now, and I appreciate if I could get that now.
Thank you. And Fred just says they've taken that under advisement, so that means a positive there. Well, if there's nothing else to come before this committee, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Haverly, seconded by Representative Wink. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We are adjourned.